Well, it's not a real election in the sense that there are over 100 political opposition figures who have been jailed. There have been dozens of potential candidates who have been disqualified. And one of the three last remaining candidates is now in jail. In addition, President Saeed has limited the power of the high court to rule on election matters and has handpicked the people on the election committee. So it's not much of an election. The outcome is known. Saeed is going to win. And what's also known is that Tunisians aren't taking it seriously, and they're not going to go out in large numbers and participate.
Could it be that President Saeed has done something, for example, economically? Has he done something good for the country besides the decline in democracy?
So there are a number of reasons why we got to where we are today. And you're right to put forward a contextual factor, which is democracy hasn't delivered economically. That is, people were hoping that their economic lives would improve significantly. Some might remember that there was very high unemployment, and particularly youth unemployment in Tunisia in 2011 when the Tunisian revolution, the first of the Arab Spring, took place. The former president, Zain al-Abidine bin Ali, was incredibly corrupt and had been in power for 23 years and so on. The economic situation has not improved, and there are just as many people unemployed today as there were then. And in fact, many people claim that the economic situation was better before the uprising. That's a contextual factor. But President Saeed has been autocratic. He staged a self-coup in 2021 in which he dissolved parliament, in which he dismissed the head of government, and in which he has been ruling by decree for the most part since then. He changed the constitution. There were bogus parliamentary elections in which less than 15% of the population turned out to participate, realizing that they were bogus. And since then, as I mentioned previously, he has jailed many opposition figures who remain in jail today. The most leading political players in Tunisia are in jail. And so that, I think, is the primary reason that we are where we are today and that the democratic transition in Tunisia failed. Not because Tunisians don't want democracy, but because of the actions of President Saeed in consolidating his power